delighted to be joined in studio. I feel like every time you come in studio, you just come out of a fresh cut.
Well, I specifically get my
Field Yates
just to show up on Golic and Wingo.
You liar.
No,
Field Yates is here with us in studio, our NFL insider. The last time he came in with a fresh cut, he had a part that looked like a hallway. It was so impressive the side of his
Moses
head.
Sat there and admired that.
The
part.
Red Sea was moved to make Field Yates' hair perfect.
Met and Gala appearance. That's
now you've just gone like high and tight on either side.
Yeah, you know, I've been going to the same place to get my hair cut for 10 years. Yeah. And I just show up there and it's so, I don't know, like I don't do a lot of things like my fiance gets her nails done or whatever, you know, does things, you know, yoga, core power yoga, et cetera. Like, those are her things that, like, decompress, right? For me, it's just like getting haircut
drinking.
Every couple. Well, that too, Trey.
Would that come out? I'm sorry.
No, I let that one slip. I was going to say that's more of a nighttime activity, but let's be honest. It's a summer. That's an all-day activity, depending on where and when
they
you
think
are.
This is ice water.
Right, yeah.
That's the beauty of clear liquids. No, but seriously, there's a couple of things I want to get into with you first and foremost. Last year on May 17th, it was announced that the Browns would be on Hard Knocks. We were like, oh, yeah, I'm all in. It is the end of May. We are still waiting for a team to, air quotes, volunteer to be on Hard Knocks. Don't we all want it to be the Raiders at this
point?
We do.
Yeah, we do.
Right? It has to be the Raiders.
And Fitz, I'm sure, Fitz is a Raiders fan might feel differently. But
No. I mean, I'm in for the drama. Sure.
So there are certain criteria that the NFL outlines. It includes if you did not hire a new coach and you did not make the playoffs last year, like you are subject to the NFL selecting you as one of the Hard Knocks team, and you cannot say no. So you can be assigned Hard Knocks. There are just five teams that qualify under those stipulations, one of which is the Oakland Raiders. Incidentally, Jay Gruden's Washington Redskins also qualify for this. But
by the way, lobbying so hard for it not to be his team.
Right, yeah, he is like the last thing I want. It's been funny to actually sort of track the strategies of the teams. No one wants it, right? But everybody's had a different way of lobbying it, lobbying for or I guess in this case, against it. Like Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn of the Lions, sort of like every time it comes up, there's like, yeah, I don't know about that, man. Someone else, please. Whereas Jay Gruden is just out. He's like, you know, he's like, give it to my brother. Everybody's had their different strategies involved. But it's this television show that I think every year delivers, regardless of how many storylines are. But think about the most memorable moments from Hard Knocks. And I think that so many of them align with large personalities or players that might have, you know, a certain sort of charisma to them. Antonio Brown, Vontaze Burfict, amongst others, would be great on Hard Knocks. So I think it would be a great mix for the Raiders. And, you know, I know that coaches hate it, but I also know that on the other side of Hard Knocks, a lot of them say, you know something, we didn't survive anything. Like, it was there. It was cameras, and we got through it, and it was no big deal. And ultimately, it's probably the last time we'll have to do it for maybe my entire coaching tenure.
So I will counter that with Raiders owner Mark Davis has jokingly said he'll just fire John Gruden for a week and rehire him if that gets him out of the pool. He doesn't want to do it, but they are interested in doing it next year for Las Vegas. You can't make a team do it 2 years in a row. Right. So is there some sense of let's wait? The relocation story is one that will be interesting to be told. And many of those same personalities are likely to be around.
Yeah, no question that they could just delay this by a year. You know, if I'm the Raiders, part of me is like, let's just get it over with, right? I mean, are you really going to want to deal with cameras around when you have one extra added wrinkle next offseason of being in a new location, a new training camp site? People are still getting to figure out, like, where the locker room is and who the new teammates are because, as we see in the NFL, there's so much roster turnover. I think ultimately it's probably, if I had to sort of peg the two favorites, it does feel like it's either the Raiders or the Redskins. The other qualifying teams include the Giants and the Lions. I think teams that just have like a little, and the 49ers as well, who seem to have indicated they won't be the pick. The Giants and the Lions, I don't think quite have quite the same sort of like made for TV sizzle with some of the storylines
The Giants seem to be sizzle free at this
point.
Well, it would be just getting Dave Gettleman in front of a camera for extended time.
Right, it would just be like evaluating his evaluation.
How many times can you say hog molly, though?
Right.
Really?
I mean,
but likely one of the last opportunities to see Eli and a chance to see Daniel Jones, one of the biggest stories from the draft.
I just wonder
and
how much
Saquon.
Of a draw that is, right? Like, is Eli the kind of guy that's really going to, like, there are certain quarterbacks that I think would be awesome to see behind the scenes and would be fun and funny. Like, I think Aaron Rodgers behind the scenes would be awesome. I think Cam Newton would be electric behind the scenes. I think Eli Manning's behind the scenes would kind of be like what he is in front of the camera, just sort of there.
Field Yates with us in studio, our ESPN NFL analyst, giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less, only at Walmart. I think most people agree if we could run it back and do the Browns again, we would take that in a heartbeat.
No question.
But
obviously not an option for them this year. Freddie Kitchen takes over, and now we are hearing something from Freddie Kitchens about the absence of Odell Beckham Jr., who's part of the reason we'd be so interested with him missing these OTAs.
Yes, here's Freddie Kitchens talking about the idea of Odell Beckham Jr., their newly acquired wide receiver, not being at the OTAs.
I just want to see him. The last time, a lot, the offense.
I just want to see him. So how much of a big deal should we make about this, right? I mean, I think we have to look at these things case by case.
Yep.
As I brought up earlier, Tom Brady never goes to OTAs. They're fine. He's in a different category. These are voluntary.
Yes.
And that's the way it's spelled out in the CBA. But is it different for Odell because there were clearly issues? It wasn't production. There were issues that the Giants were not comfortable with. Whether or not they made the right call is a separate discussion. But there were issues that they were not comfortable with that they traded him for. Is this the right way for Odell to be going about it in his particular case?
So I think no. And I have no issue with players missing out on something that is voluntary, because that word voluntary is there and it's negotiated and it's part of the CBA for a specific reason. And to your point, Trey, there are other situations where I say, like, I'm not really worried about it.
Right.
That being said, I urge people to, at all costs, try to avoid comparing their own experiences with those of professional athletes who make millions of dollars. That being said, you can sort of draw a parallel here. Like, imagine you were a high school or a college athlete, and someone, this highly touted player, transferred into your school, and you're having captain's practices, for example. You'd probably be disappointed if there was this incredible athlete who did not show up for those workouts that, I understand, they're not required, but there is some camaraderie building, there's some team building, and it will be one thing if OTAs had like a 50% attendance rate, right?
Right.
But ultimately, there's like 88 of 90 Browns players there right now. The two notable absences being Odell and Duke Johnson Jr. So, yes, it's a little bit different.
And those two not the same.
Right. And Odell, like, it's you're excited, right? Like, as a coach, you want to get to work with one of the premier players, not just at wide receiver, but in the NFL right now. I respect Odell's decision because he has every right to do it. At the same time, you can respect something and be disappointed by not having him around, given the magnitude of what he will probably mean to this franchise over the next five seasons, and certainly right away, because the Browns, according to many people, are already forecasted as a likely playoff, if not AFC contender team this year.
Yeah, I don't think it hurts, but it's definitely not helping, right? And I think at this point, if you're the Browns, you'd like to, with all the personalities in the room, with all the expectation that Freddie Kitchens has tried to guard against, you'd like everyone rowing in the same direction. And specifically, we talk a lot about the CBA negotiations coming up.
Yeah.
What we know about this last CBA is it's made reps precious.
Yes.
And it's made them very few and far between. And even for a guy who, I don't think Odell is going to be less productive, but for this offense as a whole, you've added some pretty seismically big pieces, Odell being the first and foremost among them. Every chance you get to get that group together has value, and it helps.
I agree, and I wonder if they'll do some of the offseason stuff that, you know, that where Baker will take the receivers like so many other teams do. To me, when I look at this for Odell, I don't think it's going to hurt Odell the player, but I don't think it helps Odell the image, right? That's the best way to look at this.
Yeah, coming out of the gates,
I mean,
doesn't.
My opinion.
And, you know, if he goes for 9 catches and 180
doesn't
yards and a touchdown, it's more so that you'd like to see him there. And I think that one of the things that's important to remember is the psychology of the people who are disappointed. Freddie Kitchens and probably some people on John Dorsey's scouting staff. And coaches, this is a less intense time of the year for NFL coaches,
right,
which means that they only go to the office until like 7 p.m. and throw OTAs, right? So just imagine what they are thinking when they're saying to themselves, like, we are here every single day. There are quality control coaches in Cleveland who are breaking down tape and endlessly working what probably feels like, you know, 100 hours a week, still during the offseason, or let's call it 80 hours during the offseason. They're sitting there thinking to themselves, like, I'm here every single day. And I get it. They're required to be there. But you can imagine why they would love to see a player show up when, as Mike just mentioned, reps are precious. Like, they had 3 months off. Odell has been off since December 31st.
Right.
Longer than that, because he missed the final four games of the season. But he has been done with his commitments for football since December 31st, 2018. He had a 3-month stretch. He showed up for one OTA. But we get it. Like, there was a lot of time for players to be away. And I'm not saying that doesn't mean they can't exercise this right. But you have to also understand why, when you hear a coach or a GM or a teammate being disappointed, that's the root of it there.
We'll see what happens going forward and if he shows up for anything at all. Field, always a pleasure to
good
see
to
you.
Here.
By the way, Field,
can I get a haircut?
Sneaky flex, by the way, for him in the T-shirt. Showing off a little of that stuff that made him that proud safety or linebacker.
Just, Converted safety, yeah.
Converted Field's safety. Been in some fitness magazines. I'm just saying. I've seen the pictures.
I've got a wedding coming around the corner here. Like every protein shake counts.
Yeah, but rep. You're covered. Wedding is good. You're good. There we go. Field Yates with us in studio. Or that's Field Minister Yates. Fantastic.